This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
From the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, we're still in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, ayah number 80. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, My Lord, adkhilni mudkhala sidq. Give me a truthful entrance. وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ Which means also give me a truthful exit. واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا And make me or give me from your affairs, Sultan al-Nasira, a strong sultan, which has a different meaning. Some they say hujjah, which means proof, and some they say might and power. So this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua. Allah azza wa jal is teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this beautiful dua. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidq. Ya Allah, basically, whatever I enter, make it truthful entrance. Whatever I exit from, also make it truthful exit. Now, what does it mean? So some of the ulama, they have different interpretation to this. So they say, since it's for the Prophet ﷺ, the dua is exclusive for him. Because in this case, أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقِ Ya Allah, give me a truthful entrance. Where would that be? They said, Medina. وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقِ And give me a truthful exit. Where would that be from? Mecca. So Ya Allah, when I come to Medina, I come with the truth. When I leave from Mecca, I also leave with the truth. That's one interpretation. The other meaning they say, no, that actually means asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adkhilni mudkhala sidq, in terms of this message that you have given me. Like you have given me a message that I need to deliver to the world. So it's important that I do it with power, with might, and of course with truthfulness. So I said, adkhilni mudkhala sidq, ya Allah, make that entrance into this mission with truth and truthfulness, وَأَخْرِجْنِي And even as I'm finishing that mission, and as I depart from that mission, Ya Allah, also with truthfulness as well too. So that will be exclusive to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some they say, actually, no, أَدْخِلْنِي in terms of Jannah. Ya Allah, أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ Ya Allah, admit me to Al-Jannah. That's what it means. Make my entrance to Al-Jannah with the truth and truthfulness. And أَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ from Mecca. So the entrance is to Jannah, and the exit is from Mecca. Some ulama, they say actually it is for everybody. It applies to everybody by saying, أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ which means in Islam, in faith. Whether you're born Muslim or just given the Shahada, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me a truthful entrance into faith, into Islam. And the same thing, as I leave my old ways, I leave that with the truth from you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So that applies to everybody. So when you make the dua, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that interest into the faith and deen with truth and truthfulness. And as you leave your old ways, you also with the truth and truthfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are other meanings, but these are the general meaning of the ulama. They say, if we keep it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that dua is exclusive to him. But if we use the last meaning, the last interpretation, that means for everybody. Because you want to have your entrance into the faith, into the deen, in truth and truthfulness, and also leaving your old ways, with the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with truthfulness. But then the second part from the ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا And Ya Allah, اجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ Give me, bestow upon me, from you, from your command, Sultan al-Nasira, Sultan, which means, basically, it means the dominion, it means control, it means power. Nasira, that would be actually give us victory and triumph. So what does that mean? So some ulama, they say, this is for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it was for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means Sultan al-Nasira, which means power and might by which he gets victory against the people who delivered him out from Mecca. The Meccans, when they were driving him out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah promised him that he's going to be back. So he's making a dua, Ya Allah, make my return back swiftly and give me that power, that aid that you promised that will bring me back again to Mecca. So that's one meaning to it. Other ulama says sultanan nasira, it means proof and hujjah, proof and evidence that will give me victory against any argument, against any debate that I have with people about the truth. And that applies to everybody as well too. Sultanan nasira, it is for everybody that when we deal with the difficulties of this life, Ya Allah, give me the aid and the power and the relief that will help me to prevail over all these difficulties and hardships. So in whichever meaning, the first meaning is for the Prophet ﷺ, the second two meaning will be actually to everybody and for everybody. Because we need the proof so we can remain strong when we talk and we speak the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we need that strength and power that Allah subhanahu give us a relief and help us to exit out of every difficulty and every hardship. So this is the dua that we learned today from Surah Al-Isra. And I want inshallah to repeat that together inshallah azza wa jal. And we will repeat the dua we learned from yesterday inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So together we're going to say inshallah, Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidq wa akhrijni mukhraja sidq waj'alli min ladunka sultanan nasira. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidq واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. ربي ادخلني مدخل صدق واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. ربي ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. يا الله سبحانه وتعالى اكسب فيما رب عمل اللهم امين. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك الله وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك. ان شاء الله those would like to read with us باذن الله. We're going to continue to read from the Quran. Today we're going to read the beginning of